This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. East Bay illustrator, painter, and printmaker Sana Khan makes work that spans mediums, but usually revolves around the humorous, fun, and surreal. A recent zine she made, printed by Tiny Splendor, the small press collective she helps run, is called The Urge to Regurge. The tiny booklet is filled with prints of foods, from flan to chow mein, along with a glossary of synonyms for, barf. It's surprisingly cute. Her work can also get more serious, though. Recently, she created a series of paintings called Immigrants Make America Great as part of a group exhibition responding to the 2016 election. The paintings reflect on moments in Khan's Pakistani-American family in rich watercolor and photorealistic detail. Sana Khan spoke with KALW's Jen Chien about making artwork in the Bay.
The solo show that you have up right now at Tara's Ice Cream and Gallery in Oakland, it has a lot of different kind of work. You have a lot of prints, but there's also paintings and zines. And I'd say they range pretty widely stylistically, but I found I could also see a real sense of personality. How would you describe your artistic personality?
I like to make art about things that I find funny and relatable. I like to paint pictures of like fruit with smiley faces on them. I also just like to paint really shiny, colorful things, so like a colorful, bright crab. I guess I try to avoid things that are too conceptual, but at the same time have my art be about things I care about.
Well, a lot of your work does, to me, it reads whimsical, but there's also some darkness that I sense. There's a recent series of paintings you did that got a little more serious or straightforward. Immigrants Make America Great. So can you talk more about this line for you of sort of serious or straightforward versus more surreal or funny?
I made that series in response to the election results, but I actually wanted to make something I saw as more of a positive reflection of what it means to grow up as a family of immigrants in the U.S. So basically the series is of really colorful, candid shots, and I wanted to paint those really photorealistically and as much for myself as a way of just exploring like my own family's history, but just reflecting it to the public too, like, hey, this is a normal American family. Yeah, it's really personal, but I like mixing it up, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You grew up in San Jose, and you went to college in Santa Cruz. Now you live in the East Bay. Can you tell me about your relationship to the Bay Area and how you think it's affected you as an artist?
Yeah. So I moved to Berkeley from Santa Cruz in 2011, and I was just fresh out of college and wanted to make art and get it out into the world, but it was so incredibly impossible to just get your art into galleries or break into any of that. Me and my friends were finding, so we started just like making our own photocopy zines. Like my friend worked at a copy shop and we would just take advantage there.
Yeah.
And so we would set up in Dolores Park with like a picnic blanket and sell stuff, or just sell stuff on the street. And we were just doing events constantly, trying to get our work out there. And
And you were selling stuff.
We were actually selling stuff, which was amazing.
And is that the beginning then of Tiny Splendor, the small press collective that you co-run?
Yeah, we've grown into a full-fledged Riso studio space.
Separate from your living space.
Separate from the living space, thankfully. and that's in Berkeley. And it's part of a studio that me and my partner run called Max's Garage Press. So we also focus on traditional lithography, silk screening, etching also. So just the whole gamut of printmaking.
It seems like you also really appreciate community in how you make your work. You started this small press with friends. You work closely with your partner. Tell me a little bit more about that, just how your personal relationships help you as an artist.
I think they help me tremendously. I get so much out of working with others, and you just become more aware of like what other people are putting out, and you're like, oh my God, my friends are so amazing. Like, I have to be extra amazing to keep up with them too. And just
so that sounds like a good kind of competition.
A good, yeah,
this
totally.
Backbiting art world competition that you hear about sometimes.
Yeah, totally. That's what's great about like small presses and like zine publishing and stuff is everyone just wants everyone to be happy with what they're making and like help each other get it out into the world. And there's all kinds of presses in the Bay Area that are doing that too. A lot of that comes out of printmaking because it's just such this powerful tool in your hands to be able to say, I control the means of production and it requires a lot of hard work. But if I do that hard work, I can make something that's really nice and says exactly what I want it to say and put it out into the world, whether it's like a zine about hot dogs, because, you know, other people like hot dogs too, and they would enjoy seeing these silly illustrations, or it's like something more serious and deep and vulnerable, whatever that may be. So it's really amazing that so many other people are doing this around here, and lucky to be a part of it.